Hi, welcome to the multimedia edition of the Macmillan Dictionary for Children. If this is the first time you're using the dictionary, you should take the guided tour by clicking on the tour button now. If you want to leave the dictionary at any time, double-click on the little gray button in the upper left-hand corner of the screen. My name's Wendy. I'll be your guide for this short tour through the dictionary. This multimedia version of the dictionary gives you all kinds of neat ways to learn about almost 12,000 different words. So ready to look up your first word? Uh-oh, I almost forgot to introduce the star of our show. This is Zach. You'll be seeing a lot of him since he lives inside the dictionary. Ciao, Zach. Let's see. Where were we? Oh, right. We were going to look up a word. Now, as you may already know, words are arranged in alphabetical order. Hey, Zach's back. See the pictures he's pointing at? Those are icons that you use to play games and do other fun things. Look, Zach, we'll play a game in a little while, okay? Try to be patient. Let's start by looking up the word autumn. The A to Z list shows you all the letters in the alphabet. When you click once on A, the first letter in the word autumn, the dictionary shows you the first page of A words. The next list is the guide list. Let's click on the three letters closest to the three letters that begin the word autumn. That's A-U-G. Remember, we only need to click once. Now comes the word list, which shows a portion of the alphabetical list of all words in the dictionary. These are the words near A-U-G. The word autumn isn't here, because it's further down in the alphabet. Let's find it by clicking on the small gray arrow at the bottom of the screen, which takes you further down the list. There it is! After you select the word, you'll see the word entry page. This page tells you lots of different things about a particular word. Let's take a look at the different parts. The definition tells you what the word means. There's also a sentence that shows you how the word is used. This part shows you how a word is divided into syllables. There's also a special kind of spelling that shows you how to pronounce the word. When you click on that special spelling, you can hear what the word sounds like when it's spoken. Let's try it. Cool, huh? You can't do that with a book. Words are divided into different categories called parts of speech. The word autumn is a noun. The plural of a word is what you use when you're talking about more than one. Know what else? You can click on any other word in the entry and go right to it. Watch this. Let's click on the word and. Here's the entry for and. Oh, and do you see Zach hiding there? He likes to hang around and react to some words as you look them up. Let's click on him and we can see what he thinks of this word. Okay, Zach. So it's not the most exciting word in the world. Let's pick another one. Alphabet. How do you like alphabet, Zach?